Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, back with you again for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 333. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Let's take a good deep breath before we begin this lesson and pause together for a moment of silence. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here. Conflict must be resolved. It cannot be evaded, set aside, denied, disguised, seen somewhere else, called by another name, nor hidden by deceit of any kind, if it would be escaped. It must be seen exactly as it is, where it is thought to be, in the reality which has been given it, and with the purpose that the mind accorded it. For only then are its defenses lifted, and the truth can shine upon it as it disappears.
God, forgiveness is the light you chose to shine away all conflict and all doubt and light the way for our return to you. No light but this can end our evil dreams. No light but this can save the world. For this alone will never fail in anything, being your gift to your beloved Son. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here.
And so it is. Again, let's join together briefly for a moment of silence. As we've been talking about now for weeks and weeks this year, forgiveness is the cornerstone of the process of the awakened mind. Forgiveness requires that we look beyond the surface of things, beyond the physical form and expression of the ego mind, the fears, guilts, attacks, defenses, and all of the attributes of the ego construct that defend its positionality in a world gone mad, because the world's just reflecting our own madness. Forgiveness looks beyond that. Again, as we discussed in lesson 332 yesterday, it's looks beyond judgment and sees innocence. A Course in Miracles and Jesus, through A Course in Miracles, has clearly shown us a new way of identifying our relationship to forgiveness. And it seems almost impossible sometimes, but its seeming impossibility is because we're looking from ego aspect. We're looking from the mind of fear. We're looking from the mind of insanity. So as we return to sanity, and in order to return to sanity, we practice the holy instant. We turn within, take a good deep breath, which works for me to come within and find that center peace and connect with spirit. And to begin a dialogue and ask for the support that I need personally to be told what the truth is. What is true is that my brothers and sisters, regardless of my judgment, and I'm certainly not qualified to judge, but regardless of my judgment, in truth, in reality, my brothers and sisters are innocent. And forgiveness is the key.
So this says that we must resolve conflict, not evade it, not set it aside, not deny it, not disguise it, not call it something by another name. It sounds as if we're to call it out and to see it for what it appears to be. What would you say that is? What would you say conflict is?
Well, the conflict of the mind is to try to reconcile our perception of the world, that it's full of fear. And when has it not been more full of fear than it is today? Polarization, the duality that we find ourselves in of opinions and positionalities is a construct of conflict. It's an outpicturing of conflict. The mind of the ego cannot know oneness, wholeness, wholeheartedness. The process then is to bring the awareness of the self to the heart center. Because the heart doesn't see conflict. The heart knows love. The intellect would argue against it because the intellect has all the evidence that it needs for its specialness and its positions and its arguments. But the heart operates without fear and from love. And it sees the innocence of our brothers and sisters. It sees we know not what we do. And it can communicate love and help us to be aware of love right where we are in every situation. But we have to step back from the chatter of the ego mind. And when we get into conflict in this world, the ego just loves it. And it gets very loud and boisterous and speeds up in its insanity to try to reinforce its argument by getting louder and more forceful and all of those things. Love is very peaceful. It has no agenda. And it comes from the heart. So it's always coming back to the same practice, which is to practice the holy instant.
What if you feel that the holy instant isn't working? What if you don't feel that despite your best efforts at forgiveness, it doesn't feel as if something is forgiven? What do you suggest to people practically in those situations?
To find a place to meditate and be quiet, because the ego is not going to resolve the conflict. That's the illusion. Its answer to conflict is just kill the other person, problem solved. It wants to destroy everything that it disagrees with. That's how the ego deals with conflict, is through destruction. The Holy Spirit looks through the conflict to the innocence of all that is. So if we're trying to accomplish this through the ego, we've set ourselves a task that can't be accomplished. The cat can't drive the car. It's not capable of knowing love. All of its constructs are made out of insanity. So to move beyond insanity is to find a place where we can be quiet and ask Spirit for guidance. Stepping away from ego thoughts. The ego, the only thing it cannot defend itself against is for us to ignore it. I'm not saying that's easy. I'm saying that's the only thing that works. We have to ignore our thoughts of conflict, because conflict is of the ego. It's not of Spirit.
But it says here that it must be seen, and it must be seen exactly as it is.
Yes.
Where it is thought to be, and the reality which has, it doesn't say ignore it. It says actually that it can't be evaded.
It says to see it where it is, because it's telling you that it's coming from, to see where it's coming from. Where is it coming from? Ego mind. That's where it is. He's just helping us to see that if we're operating in fear and we're operating in conflict, that's coming from an insane mind.
So what I find helpful is to ask my insane mind with regard to a given thought, is it true? Mm. And I may say, absolutely, yeah, it is true. And then I ask again, do I know that it's absolutely true? Do I absolutely know it's true? And most often, the position that I'm there, it kind of wedges a little bit of doubt in my commitment to the position. And I think that further, well, what do I get from believing, you know, this is true? And what would I get if it weren't true? So that I can begin to see the conclusion ultimately that it doesn't really matter, you know, and that what matters is I seem to be attached to conflict. And so I really think that, you know, that's part of this. It's like, do we really want to let go of our conflict?
Absolutely not, because the cornerstone of conflict is judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to let go of our judgment. We honor our specialness through judgment, and judgment always is the foundation of separation. So we, again, to see where it's coming from is to see that it's not what we are. It's not our true self. If my mind is conflicted, then I am afraid to let go of my judgment, else I may not be safe, or I may not be honored. I may not be respected. I may not be special. I might not know myself. I don't want to give up myself. I don't want to go to heaven right now. I just want to go to heaven, but not right now, because right now I get to be God here,
right?
Because I get to judge every damn thing that's happening.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we have to not only be willing, but pray for willingness. And the willingness to allow conflict to be resolved, to release our judgments and our positionality, and to remember that there is only this one pathway, this one light, and that not only do our dreams end, it actually says our evil dreams,
yeah,
you know, but nothing but this can save the world.
Right. Because,
and then really, for this alone will never fail in anything, being your gift to your beloved child. So this is God's gift. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here, period, period, period.
That's right.
And so this is worthy of, as are all these lessons, but just really worthy of sitting with and allowing the direct impartation of spirit to answer the questions you may have, that we may have about this particular lesson or any lesson. And to allow that insight to come. Wash over us.
Yeah, the only word that was coming through that we didn't really mention was humility.
Mm.
That's not where the ego comes from. The ego is not comfortable with humility. It doesn't want to be humiliated. It doesn't want to be not right. So do we want to be right, or do we want to be happy? We've heard all those arguments, but in the midst of conflict, humility is the only pathway to return to a place of, as you said, willingness and to ask for help.
And I think, you know, suffering is self-inflicted. And when we suffer enough, we will get to the point of being willing to be on our knees, literally or figuratively. And we want peace. And we do want that happiness.
Even if it sounds very boring, we do want it. And as you often say, pain pushes until vision pulls. Mm-hmm. So pain has its purpose here, as uncomfortable as it is sometimes.
But there is an easier way.
There is an easier way.
And it's truly the only way. Isn't that beautiful that the way, the only way that is given is easy, easier?
It's certainly loving.
Yeah.
As everything of God is loving. Yeah. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here, where we are, in the world of form. And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and into